There's been a major shakeup at one of our region's most important arts organizations. Marsha White, president and executive director of Saratoga Performing Arts Center, recently announced her retirement, effective at the conclusion of SPAC's upcoming 50th season. White was asked if she has a favorite memory from her 11 years with the organization.
I don't think there's one thing. I think that would be impossible to say. I think the fact that we've achieved 11 consecutive years of operating surpluses after having 15 years of being in the red, I think, is significant. It really points to the ability to try and succeed at achieving financial stability. So I think that's incredibly important, first of all. For us to provide different types of programming, to expand our programming so that we're building young and new audiences, that's incredibly important for a performing arts organization to look ahead. I think looking outward instead of inward is incredibly important. Doing multimedia, innovative and creative types of programming while keeping true to the classical performing arts has been a hallmark for us. We are an economic engine in the community, and recognizing that we generate $100 million into this economy is, I think, very impressive. It's one of the reasons that we are truly an agent for economic development, tourism. We fill a gap in education, and we really are the creative economy, walking, talking, and living proof.
So this is the 50th anniversary coming up. So I know that a lot went into this to really celebrate the 50 years of SPAC. Is there anything from this season that you think will set the tone for the future of SPAC?
I think the most important thing is that this year we will be able to tell our story. And that's what's unique. The story of SPAC and how it was built. This year we definitely celebrate the community for what they've done, because it's really about the visionaries who brought SPAC to life and the community that enhances, expands, and really supports it as founders of the future. It's a very unique performing arts center with three resident companies, two that we celebrate 50 years of longevity. That doesn't happen anywhere else. So the fact that you have the world's greatest ballet company and one of the world's greatest orchestras coming for 50 years of residencies here, that really is something that we have to be sure that that's part of our, it was our legacy, it is our heritage in the future, but you're always moving, changing, improving the programs, and adding as well, adding international dance when we brought the Bolshoi, National Ballet of China. You know, those are things that will happen into the future. It's the vision of different programming. I would expect that the resident companies would still be here because that's what makes us different.
The Philadelphia Orchestra and the New York City Ballet.
Correct.
So one thing that you've done a lot of is focusing on fundraising, and now more than ever and looking forward, how important is that going to be?
It was interesting. Someone asked me the other day that they thought probably it was harder today than 50 years ago to raise funds for SPAC, and I said no. It was just as difficult and challenging then. The heritage and legacy founders held, you know, dinner parties. They really connected with every city in this capital region to build the funds. That's what has to happen now as well. You know, arts organizations since 2008, many of them have had to close their doors. What's important is for the community and, you know, the public at large to understand that supporting the arts is incredibly important, and it has to continue here. We're a non-for-profit that we have to raise all our money. We get no city, county, and small support from arts grants from New York State. So it's always going to be that challenge of supporting the arts, but the public has to recognize what the value is, and that's one of the reasons the creative economy is so important.
Is there any part of the job that you've liked the most?
I think just being here every day and every night, being here at all the Live Nation events, seeing the performers from the Philadelphia Orchestra, making personal relationships with people like Yo-Yo Ma and New York City Ballet, which was the reason I came here to begin with. So bringing a resident company of Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center to be a brand new resident company has been a huge asset to our partnership, and it's something that I'm very proud of. So across the board, it just gets better every year.
So what lies ahead for you after your tenure here comes to an end?
Well, I think we just have to stay tuned. I think right now the focus is having the most incredible celebration to honor 50 years of unbelievable artistry here at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And I'll be on to the next. It's a little too early to announce what it'll be, but I'm sure that SPAC will still be part of my future, and it certainly is in our blood. My four daughters grew up here, and they're all in the arts, and it's because we're a SPAC family.